Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's good? We back on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Beano, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. For our inquiries, hit us up at PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. Send 1 to 3 tracks or photos so we can add you to the calendar, and please let us know what day you would like an interview on, and it's free to you, and it's all good, and it's all love. If you want more information, you can hit us up on Twitter at Put 'Em On Blast Radio or on Facebook at Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Please hit the like button, or you can hit us up at Crazy Mo Blood Beano, Crazy with a K, Mo with no E, Blood Beano on Facebook, or you can hit us up at co-host Kimmy Simone. All capitals, capital letters. Co-host Kimmy Simone on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And it's all good and it's all love. And shout out to all the fans, all the supporters, everybody who's been tuning in. It's all good. We salute you all. All the sponsors, we salute you all. It's so many of you guys, and it's all good and it's all love. And tonight, you know, we have the music industry discussion, and it's all good and it's all love. But out the gate, you know, we're promoting for Kimmy Simone, her single, you know, Leave Me Alone. And I just want, she has a couple other tracks, too, on the internet. So everybody can go check that out on ReverbNation.com/CrazyMoBloodBeano, and you'll find her, and it's all good and it's all love. But like I said, support her and her music. She has Why You So Gangsta, My Boo. You know, she did background vocals for me on my first album and my upcoming album. She has her solo coming. You know, she's working with some other artists and some big-time producers. Shout out to Bob C. You know, it's all good and it's all love. But right now, until then, we're going to get into some Kimmy Simone, Leave You Alone. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station. Thank you. Yeah, we back on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. That right there was Miss Kimmy Simone with Leave Me Alone. Everybody go out there and support her. Support her, like I said earlier on in the show, and it's all good and it's all love. Raw Dog Music is the label. Put 'Em On Blast Radio is the radio station, and it's all good. And don't forget, www.facebook.com/co-host Kimmy Simone, all capital letters. Co-host Kimmy Simone, all capital letters. And you guys can add her as a friend, and it's all good and it's all love. But we're going to keep it moving, though, and see what's good, see who's out there on the chat line. Say what's good. Be live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Hello?
Hello? You're live.
What's up? What's up? This is Kimmy Simone.
What's up with it, Kimmy Simone? I just let everybody hear your song, Leave Me Alone, and it's all good, and it's all love. You know, is there anything you want to say to the people out there?
Yeah, I just want to send love out to Put 'Em On Blast fan, radio fans out there all the time. You know it's all good. You know you got love. I just want to give a shout-out to my nephew out here. My nephew right here. I'm right here live with him, Michael James. He just graduated from high school. You understand me? It's all good. He did a good thing. Michael James, you want to say something to Put 'Em On Blast radio fan?
That's all right. Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
Hello?
What's up? Congratulations to you, another graduate. You know, it's all good and it's all love. You got much love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We glad you succeeded in that. And hopefully, you know, you keep on going and don't let it stop right there. And don't let nobody else stop you and slow you down and tell you that you can when you really can. And it's all good and it's all love. But right now, we're going to get into another caller and see what's good. Say what's good. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast? It's Big Homie Mad Man.
What's good, Mad Man? It's all good. You got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You know what it is. Say what's good, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up with you, Mad Man? We out here right now with Michael James out here, Mad Man. You were way out there in Atlanta, Georgia, you understand me? We just giving a shout-out to my nephew. It's all good. Give a shout-out to my nephew, Mad Man.
What up, nephew? Michael, congratulations.
Hold on, Mad Man. The car, we have a loud car just going by. Now, go and say what you got to say to Michael James right now, Mad Man.
Hey, Michael James, and to everybody else across the nation that's listening from New York, Chicago, Sacktown, Miami, congratulations, 2013. Let's step it up, you know what I'm saying, and keep it going, y'all. Congratulations, man. Let's clap on that.
That's what's up, man.
We thank you so much for calling in to Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We love you, man. I'm just out here with my fam, fam.
That's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? Young black men graduating.
That's what's up.
Hey, that's what's up. You know, we did it again, even though it's a long story. But he's one of the survivors. He's one of the warriors. He made it. He survived, and I'm so grateful. And I'm happy, and I'm proud of my nephew. And I'm just we're gonna keep it rolling. Crazy Mo, let me know. There you go.
That's what's up. That right there was Miss Kimmy Simone, and shout out once again to Michael James for graduating, another young black man succeeding in this hard white man's world, and it's all good and it's all love. But right now we're going to get into another caller. Say what's good. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What's good with
you? Hello,
caller.
What up, homie?
Say who you are, caller.
Carla, you still there?
It's all good. Hey, Carla, you're going to have to try again because we can't really hear you. I know I heard your voice, but we can't hear you. So hang up and try again, man, because you got bad reception or something, you know, and it's all love. But tonight, like I told everybody, you know, this is Thursday Music Industry Discussion, and we talk about all kind of things about music industries. You know, everything that's going on in this industry, and it's hard, you know, to break in. And we try to just give you the ups and downs, the ins and outs on everything there is. And, you know, we're going to touch on a couple topics. Man had a topic, and then I had a topic that me and Kimmy Simone were discussing. And it was basically, like, who in this industry really keeps it real and who doesn't. See what I'm saying? As far as mainstream and underground, who really keeps real, who doesn't? And then Man-Man has his topic. Let him know what you want to talk about, Man-Man.
Oh, well, man, today, I mean, not today, this week we had a music conference, and an OG came out of nowhere, a group that was assigned to Polydor Records in Hollywood back in 1972. One of the members came up to me and was like, "Do y'all know who got the number one fans in America?" And I was like, "Who got the most fans in America?" And I was like, "No, you know what I'm saying? But we can Google it real quick." And the lady already knew who it was. It was Michael Jackson. He had the most fans. Then Eminem had second. Then Justin Bieber. Now she broke it down on the Black Power tip. She was like, "That's why Michael Jackson is gone, so they can make Eminem be number one." No disrespect to the Caucasian race, but they wanted the Caucasian race to be number one, had the most fans ever. So I said, "Is this a racist? Because you coming at me racist?" Hey, factual. So she broke it down. She was like, "Little Richie back in the day, he was killing it with the guitar, the hairstyle, and everything. And all the white kids was loving him, Ray Charles, and people like that. So they would replace people like Little Richie and put him in with Elvis." So she was like, "They doing y'all like that in the rap game right now. Y'all ain't paying no attention." You know, kind of sort of like how Slaughterhouse was busting and Eminem was the one put the money behind him, like he was going to blow him up. Then all of a sudden he sat him down and he blew himself back up. Now he on the charts again and Slaughterhouse is sitting down. So she was like, "You need to break that down and put him on blast on a Thursday night, how they keep on reincarnating these rappers and breaking y'all off." I was like, "All right, then, we're going to get off into it then."
Mm-hmm. It's all good and it's all love. But right now, on that note, we're going to see if we can get this caller in live. Say what's good. You live. Call on. Put him on blast radio. Say what's good.
What's good? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Who are you calling? Say what's up.
Yo, this New West Order, man. Calling from Oklahoma, you know. Trying to support y'all show, you know.
New West
Order.
What's up?
You got much love from Raw Dog Music. I'm putting them on blast radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station all day, every day. And everybody out there, please support. What you say your name was again?
New West, man. I'm from
New
Oklahoma,
West.
But, you know, I support, you know, the whole hip-hop. But, you know, it just started when I was trying to, you know, support the West at a time they was coming back, you know.
Uh-huh. That's what's up. And right now, what we got you on the line, can you give everybody all your personal information, how they can hook up with you right now?
They can hit me on Twitter at New West Order and the same name on Instagram.
That's what's up. And right now, I don't know if you heard anything Man-Man was just talking about. Is there anything you might want to hit on the topic he was just saying? About who has the most fans as far as MJ and Justin Bieber and who's the other one?
Justin Bieber, Eminem, and Michael Jackson.
Eminem, yeah, out of those three. What is your take on that?
Well, I heard Madman mention that about the, you know, people with the most fans and, you know, he touched on the history thing, but... Like, it's hard to say for me personally who got the most, but, you know, because you could put somebody in the category of the most currently or of all time, you know what I'm saying? Of course, right now, you know, Justin Bieber is probably, you know, somebody with a huge fan base, you know?
Yeah, see, I think only reason, my thing about that is I understand Justin Bieber got a lot of fans, and that's because it's a certain generation of fans that he has. It ain't like he got everybody, like MJ got everybody. Eminem, he has everybody. See, Justin Bieber got the young crowds, mainly the young girls, like, you know, you know, from birth to, you know, 15 years old at the most, and then he got a little bit older crowd too, just a little bit, but his main fan base is a younger crowd, and that's why he sells so many records, and that's why people, he sell out of shows and stuff, because this younger generation likes him on, how would you say, like cuteness, see what I'm saying, and that's how some people gain fans too, is due off of cuteness, popularity-wise, and ain't got nothing to do with the music. I'm saying you can get fans for whatever reason, but Justin Bieber, I don't think he will ever top Michael Jackson or Eminem, Mariah.
Mariah Carey or
right,
anybody
Michael
like that.
Jackson and Eminem definitely have way more fans.
Huh?
Michael and Eminem got way more fans, right? And, you know, it's probably a lot of old school rock groups that still touring. They got more fans than Justin.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I know. You know, but I think the industry does that. See what I'm saying? Because I know I was looking up some stuff, and I just seen some stuff that was just way out, and I really think the industry, I know they place people into the industry, and I think they give these people fans, like they pay a lot of people to be your fan, and then if you do something wrong against them that they don't like, they'll put it in the media and just tear you down, and now you start losing fans. Because people are looking at you in a bad way because the media is making you to look, at, you know, as a, like a bad character. When you might still be good, right. You know, you might still come out with some good music. But, you know, if you do something bad, a hit and run or something like Chris Brown, the hit and run, the little accident he had, they want to send him to prison for 4 years. So I'm saying? Crazy. You know what I'm saying? But all this time, even from before that Rihanna stuff, Chris Brown was on top. He was doing his thing. He had all kind of fans. He had everything. And then after that, he got into it with Rihanna, you know, the little abuse thing. You know, don't nobody know what really happened because there was nobody there. He lost some fans. Then nobody wanted to deal with him. Then after that, he came back with some new music. And when he came back with that new music, he got all his fans back. Everybody was happy. See what I'm saying? Now he's back on top, and now Rihanna trying to be back around to make her popularity go back up. See what I'm saying? Now he's back with the Mexican girl. See what I'm saying? And now his fan base is in between. See what I'm saying? Because when you're with certain people, your popularity, your fan base do go up, but when you do something against certain things, your popularity goes down and your fans go down, like radio stations. So I'm saying you might be up doing something real good on your radio, and you got hella fans, millions of fans tuning in. You do one wrong thing or say something wrong, you know, you might put a thing up, yeah, you know, black pride, this and this, I believe, you know, there should be no gay people. See what I'm saying? Now, you're not knowing most of your fans is gay people. See what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with them, but you never know who they is. And then when you say that one comment, now all these gay people turn against you, and the gay people make some of the straight people turn against you, now you've been lost. Most of all those millions of fans, you know, and then it's hard to gain it back. When you're up, you know. I don't understand, but I think the industry is doing that to people. I think the industry is bringing certain individuals up just to get them to do a certain job, and then when they're done with you, they tear you down. They figure out a way to tear you down. See what I'm saying? And the way they tear you down is because they start offering you more money. And when you start denying that money and say, no, I don't want all that money, that's too much for me, that's when all this bad stuff happens. Now you're a bad character. See what I'm saying? And they send you to a red carpet just so a car can pull out and you can run into the back of it. Now they're suing you for everything. It was a setup. See what I'm saying? Knowing you didn't want to go, but it was a setup for you to go just so you can get in that car accident so you can get sued and you can get mad because you're a certain kind of individual. And the industry knows that. So, you know, that's why I just say the industry is turning people a certain way. It's like Pinocchio. Just like Pinocchio. Everybody in this world that's in the industry is dolls. They're rag dolls. You know, trying to be real. And you can't. That's why I say my subject is who's really real and who's not in this industry. See what I'm saying? Because a lot of people act like they're real and they're not. You know, but it goes on both sides from Man's topic and mine. It goes together because I've been watching this industry closely. What'd you say?
Sure it does, Johnny.
Yeah, because this industry, I don't know, man.
But I think to the point that you're saying, sometimes, you know, it's probably going further than just the artists. Like you said, you get to recognize if they're doing what they're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, that's deep right there, because you sit back and think about it, man, you know what I'm saying? The music industry, like Crazy Mo was just telling the whole world that's listening about how the industry will blow you up, and then if you make a mistake, they'll shut you down, and they'll ruin you. They give you these fans, so then after that, you make a mistake, they'll these fans will turn against you and things like that. And that goes on to what he's saying about who's real and who's fake. Not to change the subject, but it's kind of the same, kind of like how Michael Vick played for the Falcons, got arrested for the dog or whatever. He went there, got charged for the dog, and all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, he got to go to prison. Now it's time to see who's real and who's fake. That's how it is in this industry. If Chris Brown go to prison, when he get out, we're going to see who's real, who's fake, who's going to put him down, or who got his back, or who's going to step up. In this game, we got a lot of OGs that don't step up and a lot of youngsters who ain't paying attention, like the TV show Rev and Run. He's very professional about his. He won't jump behind the wheel and drive to an event. He'll hire a chauffeur, so that way if they get in an accident, he ain't driving. He ain't did these certain things. He knows how to protect himself, you know what I'm saying, so he can last. Nobody can't touch his money. And a lot of these young artists need to start going to these seminars and learn how to invest and watch out for their money, because as fast as they make it, people is working just as hard to take it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's true right there, though.
Yeah, it is. It really is, and people don't understand that, you know, and that's what people, if people get that in their head, maybe they might do their money more better, and they might, their eyes might be more open, because a lot of people in this world walking around blinded. They walking around blinded and don't even know it. Just because your eyes is open don't mean you can see. You know what I'm saying? Just because your eyes is open don't mean you can see, because when you wake up, yeah, my eyes are open, I can see the neighbors outside. Yeah, your eyes is open in that aspect. But you're really blinded by the truth, which is what's really there. See what I'm saying? You don't want to deal with the truth. That's like a person who don't want to deal with the truth. They rather deal with a lie, knowing it's true, and they can see it. Be like, man, that man was raping that little girl over there all this time. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was, and you know he was, and you seen it and seen it, but you just in denial where you just don't want to believe it. That type of scenario, you know. But
wow.
This industry, I don't know. People just need to open their eyes, though. Like I said, quit walking around blinded. Be more wiser. And just, I don't know. See what I'm saying? Don't let the industry eat you alive, because it will. It will eat you alive. And when I say it'll eat you alive, it ain't just that. It'll bring you up just to tear you down and make you do drugs. It'll drive you straight to death. See what I'm saying? The industry will kill you. If you're just, you know, if you're not willing to deal with what the industry consists of, don't get into it. Don't even try to stick your feet into the door just a little bit, just to peek in. Don't even do that. That's doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Because once that door is open, you're getting snatched in, and you in there. And you got to deal with everything that's in there. Now, if you're strong enough to deal with all the bullshit from the underground to the mainstream, watered down, to the gayness, to the Illuminati stuff, to whatever it may be, whatever's going on in this industry, then so be it. Come on in. But otherwise, I tell youngsters, you know, go do something else. Go to school. As long as the school doors is open, stay in there and get educated. See what I'm saying? As long as them doors is open, stay in school and get educated. I understand, you know, a lot of kids don't want to have to go to college because they like, oh, I didn't went to high school. College is doing too much. No, but college is really good for you. See what I'm saying? Because when you want to do certain things in life, especially in this industry, you're going to have some kind of college background. See what I'm saying? Regardless of what you know, you're going to have some kind of piece of paper stamp that says you went to a certain college to learn this and had this white man teach you it. See what I'm saying? Ain't no hard not school or hard not teaching you it and you're going to get into the game that easy. No. If this white man didn't stamp this white diploma and say, yeah, you all good, you know, you got to do something about that. You know, stay in that schoolhouse until you get that. Don't come into this industry. I think kids, the young kids coming in, I understand people putting them on YouTube because they can rap, they can sing, they can dance. That's all fine and dandy. But as far as really being in there, I think kids should wait until, you know, I think they get like probably 16 or close to graduating high school, right before they graduate high school. Then they can try to get in because they'd be close to that 18 mark. But throughout this time, while they're a teenager to them getting grown, they need to do their background and do their history on this industry and really see if it's really something they want to do, because it's really not an easy route like people think. So I'm saying, like these girls, young girls, jumping into the thing, I want money. So what they do, go jump into some hoe clothes. So I'm saying, try to get some fast money. What do niggas do, young niggas do? Oh, I want to rap. Oh, I can rap. I'm going to get in the industry. I'm going to go get in the studio and then sell my CDs on the street. Now I'm in the game now. So I'm saying, but how far in the game is you really going? see what I'm saying? How far is you really trying to travel in this game? Are you just trying to travel halfway until you run out of gas? Or are you really trying to get all the way around this motherfucker and back? See what I'm saying? You got to think of these different things, you know, but it is what it is. And all the fans, they will come. Don't worry about fans. Just keep it real. Do you. Don't be somebody who you think people want to be, who they want you to be. See what I'm saying? Just be yourself. Be original. Don't change for nobody. Keep doing your thing.
Oh, yeah, I had
know,
a quick comment on that.
What'd you say?
I said I had a quick comment on that.
Yeah, you can say whatever. Feel free.
Now, I would say to people, you know, that's thinking about getting into music, I would say still go into the music, but it's probably better if you, the more you can finance your own self as far as what you want to do, the better off you will be. And you don't have to go into, if you ain't a rapper or you just don't want to go their route, you don't have to go in the music industry as a rapper. There's many other ways to get into that, you know what I'm saying? There's other jobs you can do, other positions too you can have.
Yeah, you could be a beat maker, you could be a CEO of the company, you could be an A&R person. You know what I'm saying? You could be all kind of stuff, a promoter for the company. You know, it's different positions that you can be. I just feel like the industry is flooded with a lot of older people, a lot of young people, and a lot of kids now. See what I'm saying? And it's two, is all these people together, it's going to clash somewhere. And it's, when it clashes, it's going to be so bad where it's going to be the older people clashing with the babies that's in the industry. Because some of these kids coming out in the industry, you cannot lie, some of these kids coming out in the industry do sound hot. They sound hotter than some of these people that's been out. You'd be like, damn, is you writing that or is somebody writing your music for you?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then you want to know these things, but eventually it's going to clash. That's why I say see, kids need to just wait a while and just do their background and, you know, do, say there's other things in the industry that they can do. See what I'm saying? Go be a writer. Be a ghostwriter. See what I'm saying? Or write movies or something. Write movie scripts. Everybody needs a good movie script. Everybody like watching movies. Everybody like hearing good music. Be a hit writer. See what I'm saying? Be one of the people who write hits for artists and get awards for doing that. See what I'm saying? You don't have to rap. You don't have to sing. Write a song for some females. So I'm saying, you might not know how to sing, but you might have the knowledge to write songs for a person to sing an R&B or a jazz song or a country song or a rock and roll song. And that other person get those lyrics and be like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. I see what you're trying to get at. And then when they sing it, and you be like, that's it. That's what I was looking for. It sounds good. And they go singing now. It's a hit. You know what I'm saying? It's a hit. You know, be a ghostwriter. You know, there is other positions. It's just, what I'm saying is, as far as picking up that microphone and want to be a rapper, I don't care if you be a singer. We need some good singers, see what I'm saying? But as far as the hip-hop industry, there's too many in there right now. We
yeah,
have to
average
narrow
teenager ain't thinking about no other position but rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Think about something until they get old or something bad happens. Then they want to start thinking, oh, well, I want to run the company. I want to do other things. Won't you do that from the get-go? So I'm saying do the other thing, do the background first. So I'm saying be the head man first. Be the man who brings the artists in. You make more money by running the record company and having artists assigned to your label and you putting them out. You're going to make way more money than the artists make. Yeah, the artists going to make millions, yeah, but they're on your label. So if they make millions, say they make $1 million, you're going to make, what, $2-3 million? You know, plus your celebrity status going to go up. And then you get more artists assigned to your label, and more things start happening, more money come in, more money rejuvenates, you know, off of everything, merchandise, everything. Be a T-shirt maker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be a designer. Make CD covers. You know, graphic designer. It's all kind of different things. It is, as far as rapping, it's just let hip-hop just settle down like the dust. Let hip-hop just settle a little bit. Just let it settle down a little bit, because right now there's some people, you know, going to prison for life, doing stupid shit. And then there are certain people that's really backing out of the industry that's giving the youngsters a chance to shine. And then there's some that's like, nah, man, we're going against the youngsters because certain music they're playing is not right and what they're representing is not right. So the way we feel is we need to stay in the industry like Too Short and E-40 and them, you know, Ice Cube jumps in once in a while. You know what I'm saying? These older artists, they stick around because they feel like the younger artists is not really doing their job. And some of the artists that are doing their job, they collab with. You know what I'm saying? They go get on remixes, they collab, be in music videos, they get together like you're supposed to do. See what I'm saying? But those other people is just a little issue right there. But once it settles, then come into the industry. See what I'm saying? Because the industry always is looking for that new sound. See what I'm saying? They're always looking for a new sound. Don't think they want another Game. They don't want another Eminem, another Snoop, another E-40. They don't want all that. And I'm going to tell these artists out here, listen, especially here in California, Northern California, Sacramento, stop trying to do all that twister rapping, that tornado rapping shit. Just slow it down. You know what I'm saying? No, because everybody is doing it. Like, that's like when Hype hit and everybody started throwing their dreads, growing their hair out and doing all that. Now, all of a sudden, the Game, the twister, and now everybody doing this tornado rap. Everybody just rapping as fast as you can. Who can say a million words in 1 minute? See what I'm saying? And it's crazy. And then people get mad like, oh, nigga, that nigga stole my style. I did that first. Nigga, I heard Twista and Do or Die and Bone Thugs and Harmony. I heard them, E-40 and them. I heard them rapping like that. See what I'm saying? Crucial Conflict. I heard all of them. I never heard all these other people rapping like that right now. Right now, it's flooded with tornado rap, and it's crazy. They just need to slow it down, slow that tornado down. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Because that's going to play out. It's going to play out just like hyphy music. It played out, you know, because it got flooded with it. Industry don't like that. Industry don't like to be flooded with something just real fast. If you ease it on the industry, it'll last longer. See what I'm saying? If you just ease it, it'll last longer. You'll be in the industry longer because people can deal with it. See what I'm saying? But if you just come off with it just every album, every show, everything, you know, you on an interview on TV and you just rapping hella fast, people are like, man, what the fuck is he even saying?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You know, you can only, even if the beat is tight, even if the beat is tight, okay, you're listening to the beat, you don't even care about the words no more because you don't understand what they're saying. They're talking too fast. So you just listening to the beat until the beat go off, making up your own words inside your own head to the beat. You know, and they're like, yeah, I like that, you know. But once they come out with something that's slower down with a tight beat, you be like, oh, I like that. Okay, I understand what he's saying now. Okay, I can feel it. But all that other stuff you can't feel, you know, but I ain't got nothing against y'all, so I'm just telling y'all now. Some of y'all might be mad, but oh well. That's why it's called Put 'Em on Blast Radio. I'm just letting it be known. Slow it down some. I'm not talking about E-40. I'm talking about these youngsters coming out nowadays, bringing this tornado rap. That's who I'm talking about. That's who I'm talking about. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's why I say the industry is always looking for a new sound. You know, who's going to be the next person to bring that new sound to make everybody jump on that bandwagon? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to do it?
Yeah.
We don't want another Drake. You know, we don't want another Lil Wayne. See what I'm saying? It's only certain people in this mainstream industry that stand out that people will follow after. See what I'm saying? So if people follow after them, that industry right there is everybody's thing. So if it's like that, that means, you know, do something different. Do something different. Do something different. When you
be original.
Yeah. Keep it original and just be different. Be yourself. And watch how many people jump on your bandwagon. And these
rappers.
Hey,
I got to back you up on that, Crazy Mo.
Yeah.
I got to back you up on that.
You got something to say on that?
Hey, yeah, I'm backing you up on that because a lot of these young artists don't know, man. Freestyling and lyrical formats and all that, it ain't going to last because, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying, I started off rapping. I've never been a singer, even though I do write R&B songs. But, you know what I'm saying, R&B will always outlast rapping, even though rapping is the new voice for our generation, you know what I'm saying. It's the most powerful next to slash reverend minister, whatever you want to call it, a voice from God. But you know what I'm saying? R&B, man, is more smooth. Every time a holiday come around, when we're together and throw barbecues, we bump Al Green and James Brown and things like that. Nobody really wants to put on a fast rapper, you know what I'm saying? So y'all fast rappers out there, do your fast rap, play true to the game, but make some songs that slow down, you know what I'm saying, that are accustomed to everybody, you know what I mean? Just don't make a whole album like that. That's how people flopping nowadays, you know what I mean? Trying to make these little hardcore hip-hop records. We love hip-hop, but hip-hop ain't really jumping that hard no more, so you got to make a universal record slash hip-hop.
See, the way I think people should make music, which I feel like is really a good combination, is hip-hop mixed with, well, it's a, how would I say it? I would say street hip-hop and R&B with a slight jazz flavor to it. That'll be a good mixture of music. See what I'm saying? Right. Like that song by Messy Marv, A Toast to Life. See what I'm saying? Like an R&B rap kind of like. See what I'm saying? Something like that, you know. I think that'll be good for the industry because that'll make every artist that's out there, no matter who's on this planet that raps, music like that, R&B and hip-hop mixed together like that, I believe it'll bring the best out of everybody on this planet. It'll bring the best out of everybody because why? Because those instruments and the way it sounds, it'll make you really have to really think and really come from your heart and really write down some stuff or really, you know, say some stuff, which it'll make you, you know, when you rap it, us as people who's listening, we can feel it. So I'm saying we can feel it more better. So I'm saying when you come with that stuff, see, just like I say there's pain music. See what I'm saying? They need an industry, they need a category in the industry called pain music. And pain music is just, you know, when you like, you know, my mom was off a crack, you know, I was born in the, you know, I was in the incubator and, you know, some real personal, deep like stuff, you know, dear mama, you know, that's pain music. So I'm saying that's a category they need to put in this industry. See what I'm saying? I like that. See what I'm saying? Just like they got a category, they got beef category, where people just be beef rapping. So I'm saying they got Ivy country, the hip hop, they got R&B, jazz. See, they got millions of different categories, but I just think they need to add a pain category to this music industry is what I think, you know, for pain music, and that'll bring the best out of everybody. And that's the only beats you'll hear on there is R&B mixed with hip hop or some kind of street blended in together. See what I'm saying? And that's the category for pain music, and that'll bring the best out of everybody, in my opinion.
I think and Tupac did that music well.
Exactly. And if he was still here or amongst us, it would be all good. See what I'm saying? Tupac, I think he got that made in the shade. He got that made in the shade. But it's all good, though. But this show is finna end because we're running out of time. But I want to salute you, man, and I want to salute you, New West, and it's all good.
All right.
And much love to everybody out there in Oklahoma, you said?
Yeah, I'm in Oklahoma. That tornado's down there.
Yeah, I know. You know, our prayers go out to you and everybody out there, man, because we've been watching everything. You know, we keep up on the news, and that's really crazy what's going on out there. You know, and we just hope the best for everybody out there. And it's all good and it's all love. And I want to send my love from Miss Kimmy Simone. She ain't here right now. But until next time, you know, we salute everybody once again. And we thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And I'm the host, Crazy Mo Blabino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And I want to tell everybody, be safe, stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite. And we all need to support our local artists and support your local homeless. No matter where you are on this planet, support your local artists and support your local homeless. And it's all good and it's all love. And until next time, peace and a bottle of hair grease. This is Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That's right. This is Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.